Welcome to the Maranatha Moment with Pastor T. Kevin Bartlett. This is your radio connection to the Maranatha Baptist Church in Charleston, West Virginia. Located at 1 Maranatha Acres, just north of Charleston, at the Tuppers Creek exit of Interstate 77. I am your host, Dr. Tim Holtzclaw, and thank you for tuning in for today's special moment from God's Holy Word. Each Sunday morning, Pastor Bartlett brings a message to encourage our hearts for today's worship. Now, get your Bibles ready as Pastor Bartlett comes with this morning's message. But first, listen to the Maranatha Men's Quartet as they sing, "Your Grace Still Amazes Me."
Many times I get so burdened as I travel down life's road. I'm faced with many troubles here, some heartache and some woe. But Jesus, you're my comfort, you give me peace abundantly, and your grace still amazes me. Your grace is still sufficient, I need not fear the storm. When burdens get so heavy, you hold me in your arms. Each day I fight my battle with my eyes toward Calvary, for your grace still amazes me. Precious blood you shed on Calvary. I failed you many times, Lord, but when I fall upon my knees, oh, your grace still amazes me. Your grace is still sufficient, I need the storm. When burdens get so heavy, you hold me in your arms. Each day I fight my battle with my eyes toward Calvary, for your grace still amazes me.
Friends, thank you for joining us here today on the Maranatha Moment. And we are looking in the Gospel of John this morning, chapter 10, the Gospel of John, chapter 10. And Jesus says here in verse 9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." The Lord Jesus is revealing personal characteristics of who he is and what he wants to be in your life and in my life. And he uses a simple object that we all understand, that we can all get our mind around, to explain some dynamic and profound truths about himself. He calls himself the door. He says, "I am the door." And so what does that tell us? What's Jesus trying to convey to us when he refers to himself as the door? Well, first of all, he is speaking of simplicity. Simplicity. There's nothing real complicated about a door. It's just a barrier that fills in a gap and provides egress and access. And so he says, "I am the door." It's a very simple thing. I don't think there's any instruction manual how to use a door. The Son of God in human flesh, the great Creator, living as one of his great creations, is a greatly profound concept. And yet, Jesus uses the simplest idea, a door, to describe himself for our understanding. And only God could make so profound a truth so simple for us to understand. The message of salvation is simple. It's to understand that everyone needs a Savior, everyone's a sinner, and Jesus provides for us salvation, and he provides us the simplicity of receiving the gift of eternal life. The very simplicity of salvation is an obstacle to many people, and they think it's too simple. But Jesus emphasized by this object lesson, he refers to himself as the door. It is simply, he says, "I am the door." It is simply me. And you enter in for salvation. Salvation comes only through Jesus Christ. He said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." So the doorway speaks to us about the simplicity of what Jesus came to offer us in eternal life and salvation. The door speaks to us about exclusion. You know, a door fills in the doorway, fills in the gap, and it keeps what is unwanted out. One of the key functions of a door is to keep unwelcome people out, and the door is the proper entrance. Jesus said earlier in the same chapter, he talked about a thief that would try to get in the sheepfold and cometh in some other way. That is a thief and a robber. The only appropriate way to get inside is to come through the door. And everyone's an outsider until they enter the proper way through the door. And Jesus is the only way. He is the only door. He says, "By me," there in John 10, verse 9. Just as it says in 1 Timothy 2:5, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." The door establishes a point of exclusion, a divider. In or out depends on which side of the door that you are on. And Jesus divides people. He does, based on their relationship with him. You are either in Christ or you're outside of Christ. This also speaks to us about inclusion, about exclusion, and it speaks to us about simplicity. The door says also speaks to us about inclusion. The verse continues, if any man, a door is an invitation to enter. It's a point of welcome for those who are invited in. And God so loved the world that he gave his life in him, should not perish but have everlasting life. And ladies like to decorate the doors of their homes with all sorts of things. My wife has all kinds of things, and she's rotating them in and out all the time just to kind of make people feel a little more welcome. Well, you are welcome to come into the door and through the door of Jesus Christ. There is inclusion in Jesus' statement of, "I am the door." He says, "If any man." When Jesus provided salvation, he provided it for everyone. The Bible says prophetically of him in Isaiah 53, verse 6, that all our iniquities are laid on him, the iniquity of us all, the Bible says. And then we see also condition in Jesus' statement about the door. If any man enter in, you have to come in. You can't just stand outside to admire the door and reap the benefits of the door. The door is a point where conditions must be met. You know, some doors you have to have a key, or you have to have a code, or you have to have a ticket. You have to show some ID. There's conditions for coming to and for coming through the door to eternal life, and that condition is relationship to God through His Son and only through His Son, Jesus. If you'll acknowledge Him as the door, the appropriate entrance, you are not only allowed to enter, you are invited. You are encouraged to enter in. God will not drag you into His grace. He invites you to come. Come through the door and enter in. All four Gospels echo that lovely, compassionate, comforting word, come. And Jesus is still saying it to you. It echoes to us from the pages of the gospel record in Matthew 11, 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. In Mark 1, 17, the Lord says, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. In Luke chapter 9, verse 23, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. In John 7, 37, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And the Lord Jesus is offering us inclusion. He is offering us the blessing of relationship on the condition that we come as He prescribed, and that prescription is Himself, Jesus Christ. And then we see certainty, certainty. He shall be saved. Reviewing the verse, I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved. There's a certainty there. The door establishes a transition barrier from one environment to the other. Bitter cold outside, warm and cozy inside. Hot and muggy outside, cool and comfortable inside. The door establishes certainty. And we have a certainty that the Lord Jesus Christ is our Redeemer and our Savior. The Lord Jesus, the door, gives us definitive certainty about our soul. We are either in or out of God's amazing grace. And if you'll come in, it's a sure thing that your soul will be kept by Him forever. Acts 16, 31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You can be saved, and Jesus makes it a certainty. There's a certainty of being saved because of the one who is doing the saving, the Lord Jesus. And then we see liberty is expressed in the statement that Jesus makes. He shall go in and out. Go in and out. The door allows for access in and out. And if the Son therefore shall make you free, the Bible says you shall be free indeed. And we have liberty just to enjoy life and to be the creatures that God made us to be, having fellowship with Him. And that's reestablished. That's reestablished with the gift of salvation that sets aside and covers our sin and our sin debt. And we're now commanded to go out into the world and tell the world about the Lord Jesus and invite them to the door. And then the last statement in the verse is, and find pasture. This speaks to us, reminds us of the provision that the Lord Jesus makes for us as our great door, the door to all that is important and the door to eternity, the door to eternal life. Jesus described Himself for us to learn as the door. And He painted this powerful picture about you and the doorway into your heart and life. The Bible says He stands at the door and knocks. God bless you. Let the Lord Jesus in and tell somebody about Him this week.
You've been listening to The Maranatha Moment with Pastor T. Kevin Bartlett, a radio ministry of the Maranatha Baptist Church located at 1 Maranatha Acres, just north of Charleston, at the Tuppers Creek exit of Interstate 77. We want to invite you and your family to join us for any of our Sunday services to hear in person our pastor, Pastor T. Kevin Bartlett. Our Sunday Bible study groups for all ages meet at 9:30 a.m. The morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m. and our evening service is at 6:30 p.m. If you are unable to attend in person, our services can be seen online from our website live stream at maranathawv.com. If you've been blessed by today's message or would like to speak to someone about Maranatha Baptist Church, give us a call. That number is 304-984-9514. Again, that telephone number is 304-984-9514, or you can visit us online at maranathawv.com. I am your host, Dr. Tim Holtzclaw, inviting you to join us next week right here for the Maranatha Moment.